So it's worth just trying to look at our experience a little bit. Just quite ordinary experience. Let's just imagine, say, we're walking along a road, maybe a country lane like around here, and it's a sunny day, and the hedgerows are full of little birds, and there's trees waving in the breeze, and there's a blue sky, those lovely big Norfolk skies, and clouds scudding around. And you're elsewhere. Your thoughts are off. You know, they're away. Maybe you're troubled about something or something like that, and you're wandering along, or you're just dull, just kind of going along, kind of not really there. And then maybe something happens. You turn a corner, and then kind of break in the hedgerow, and you see a field of poppies, brilliant in the sunshine. And it's so striking and so extraordinary that you're astonished. And you suddenly become fully present to what is happening, to the whole scene. All of you is there. You're fully attending, wholly attending. You're fully in it. You're fully in this moment, fully in this scene. The brilliance of the poppies, the gold of the wheat, the whole scene, the breeze on your face, the sun on your skin. Your awareness, your alertness, your human awareness is flooding all experience. Before, we haven't been there. We've been disconnected, a bit of a zombie, kind of just, you know, going along the road. Now we're fully alive to what's before us, and in us, and around us. Or we're with someone, we're chatting to them, and it's okay, you know, we're having a chat, but we're kind of not really there. Again, maybe our mind's off elsewhere, they seem to be droning on, and you know, we're kind of going through the motions of communication, you know, coming out with the cliches and platitudes and all the rest of it. Again, a bit of a kind of zombie conversation. And then suddenly something happens. Maybe they say something that, you know, just suddenly you realise they're really talking, you know, really from their heart, really from some depth. Or maybe you just notice the expression in their eyes or in their face. And suddenly you go deeper. And there you both are, both vividly present to one another. There's full awareness of one another. You are fully and vividly aware, and you're really seeing that person and taking that person in. So these are just a few examples. You could probably think of many in your own experience where suddenly you've, you know, that there's been that wonderful arising of awareness and presence and being with what you are doing and what's happening. So in these experiences, there's a shift from a dull, spiritually dead state to being all alive, to an alive and alert presence, so that the world and others are vividly before you, and you are vividly present to yourself. Those who are mindful do not die. Those who are mindful do not die. It's an extraordinary comment. As if the text is saying, even if you physically die, your awareness, your alertness, your mindfulness cannot be taken away from you. You know, whatever privations may go on with the body, if you really develop that mindfulness, that alertness, well, that can never be taken away. So we might have these moments of brilliant awareness. These moments for a Buddha, they are constant. That's the point. The Buddha is constantly in a state of heightened awareness. It's his natural mode of being. There's this constant, brilliant, radiant awareness lighting up all experience all the time. It's even said the Buddha is so awake, so tuned up, that he doesn't actually need to sleep. Apparently the Buddha didn't sleep. Apparently the Buddha just sort of entered this kind of meditative state every night. He didn't actually need sleep. You know, his awareness has flooded his being so fully. And it's very interesting when you look at the life of the Buddha. You know, even when he's particularly at the end part of his life, you know, that it's very interesting to see the end of somebody's life as a kind of to get some indication of how they've lived and what kind of person they really are, what sort of quality they have. And by all accounts, you know, the Buddha was an old man of 80. with a really broken down, beaten up body, with a lot of pain, a lot of discomfort, very severe and serious pain. But he was carrying on communicating his teaching, carrying on with this a brilliantly radiant mindful presence. And they kind of illustrate this with some lovely stories. On his last tour, he's presented with a sort of, by somebody so moved by what he's been teaching, he's presented with a gold robe, a robe made of some sort of gold and silk or something like that. But when it's put on him, it's dulled by the radiance of his being. And I think really that's really what the compilers are trying to do, is to illustrate this brilliance of the Buddha's awareness, this continuously creative, living presence. That's what I take it to mean, that the mindful do not die. What it's really referring to is this continually brilliant, creative presence. That's really what's being described there. Now, mindfulness and alertness is not left to chance. It's something that we need to train in, and there's a lot of emphasis on training in mindfulness in the Buddhist tradition. We have this meditation practice, the mindfulness of breathing. Here we train in becoming mindful of the breath and all the sensations associated with the breath. So there's a very important practice for training in mindfulness, for focusing the mind. But we take that training further, we take it outside of meditation. We take it into different areas of our life. It's a very rich topic indeed, this topic of mindfulness. And I'd really recommend a lecture by Sangharakshita. It's the seventh lecture, I believe, in his Eightfold Path series, which has been turned into a book on, I can't remember the exact title, but it's to do with perfect awareness. A wonderful description of the dimensions of awareness and the different areas of awareness and mindfulness that we can train in. I'd really recommend that. This is one of the great things about Buddhist practice, that actually every situation is a place of practice, because every situation offers us an opportunity to practice mindfulness and awareness and alertness. And there are two principal components to this mindfulness that I want to sort of draw out. First of all, there's recollection of what you're doing here and now. And secondly, there's overall sense of purpose. So first of all, recollection of what you're doing here and now. This means coming back to yourself and what you're doing, bringing your mind, your awareness, your sense of presence into what is happening right now. So if you're sitting, you are aware that you're sitting. You don't take it for granted that you know that you're sitting, that you are aware that you're sitting. You know, you might be sitting, but you actually, your mind might be all over the place. So you're aware that you're sitting. You're aware that you're listening, if you're listening to something. You're aware that you're talking, if you're talking to somebody, aware of what you're saying and to whom you're saying it to. Aware when you walk, you know, you're fully in walking. Aware when you're lying down. Everything you do, you just keep bringing your mind back to what it is you're actually doing, rather than let it drift away being involved with something else, something that's going to happen in the future, worrying about the past, fantasizing about this, that, or the other, flooding your experience with your mind, your consciousness, your awareness. That's what you're trying to do. Turning up to what is actually happening. Turning up to what is actually happening. I really like that. There's a phrase that you sometimes find probably in all sports, but I've noticed it mostly in football, where you know, a team hasn't played well and they've lost, and the comment will be that, well, we didn't really turn up. You know, and you can see it, nobody's kind of turned up. They're there playing football, but they didn't really turn up. So, you know, that can often be like that with life for us. We don't really turn up. You know, we're kind of there physically, but we have not turned up. We are not fully present to what we're doing. So turn up to life. If we haven't turned up for life, well, we're dead, even though you might be there as a physical presence. So that's recollecting what we're doing, where we are.